Hello, everybody. Thank you very much for gathering here today at the expense of your very busy schedule, and especially on a Friday evening. I would like to extend my heartfelt gratitude to you for constantly supporting us, supporting and understanding our business at Yamaha. Under ordinary circumstances, medium-term business plans should have been announced earlier, say in February or March, before the new fiscal year starts. By reviewing previous medium-term plan and then together with it announcing the new one. But it's been delayed a little bit. As you know, over the course of this past February and March, we announced various decisions we made, and I'm going to cover them as well. We kicked off this new plan in our company today, and that's why we asked you to gather here in the evening. I'm aware that we are already into April, but I'd like to explain a new medium-term business plan for the coming 3 years from this April 2007 through to March 2010. First of all, let me review our previous 3-year plan, which ended in March this year, which was called YSD50 was the title of the medium-term plan under which we did our business, and I'm going to review it first. As is written here, although the company's financial position improved, we could not achieve our growth and profitability targets, and we are taking a hard look at our performance to see why we couldn't have done better. Flash reports net sales figure is 542.5 billion yen, its target is 590 billion yen. Operating income is likely to be 26 billion yen, which is approximately a half of the target. Now, net income does not seem to have underperformed so badly, as Yamaha Motor Company Limited, our equity method affiliate, achieved higher net profit than what was originally forecasted. So against target, its variance seems to be smaller. Regarding actual interest-bearing debt, we could accelerate repayment than our projection. Inventory level seems to be in line with the projection. As I said just now, sales underperformed YSD50 targets materially across all segments, except for electronic equipment and metal products, which are mainly semiconductors, which hit the target just right, as shown here. Now, looking at sales for the 3 years, musical instruments increased substantially, while electronic equipment and metal products dropped sharply by 20 billion yen. Regarding operating income, while profitability in musical instruments improved, the overall targets were not met across all segments and posted lower operating income than initial projections. Musical Instruments, however, doubled its operating income with additional 10.5 billion yen in the 3 years. The largest drop of operating profit was in the electronic equipment and metal products from 30 billion yen to almost 3 billion yen, a drop of 27 billion yen. We had intended to cover this drop with other segments, mainly musical instruments, but could not do so. There were various reasons why we could not achieve sales growth targets. As shown here, net sales of musical instruments were short by 12 billion yen and that of AVIT by 26 billion yen, which was the largest shortage. Regarding income growth targets, musical instruments were short by 10 billion yen and AVIT 5 billion yen against their respective targets. In summary, as I mentioned before, there is no denying the fact that we were too optimistic when we set our sales and income targets. Sales materially underperformed target by 47.5 billion yen, and as a result, operating income was short by 24 billion yen, which was only a half of the target. Except for electronic equipment and metal products, all the other segments fell short in their sales, and in terms of operating income, all segments fell short as I reported earlier. Operating income target for musical instruments segment was 30 billion yen, which we failed to achieve due to factors such as declined gross profit and production margin due to sales and production targets not being met, for one thing. Also, we were slow in addressing countermeasures to lowering retail prices as well as differentiating products amid bipolarizing demand trends. In Japan, we delayed in taking steps to expand or stir up demand for keyboard products, which led to sluggish sales. Now, let's look at the progress we made during the last medium-term period. We were successful in growing professional audio equipment business. We could also grow our business in China. We did very well in growing our businesses in other regions, which means other areas than Japan, Europe, North America, and China. Growth centered in Asia, especially our share in Korea, expanded. We could revitalize our market in Japan, especially store development and new or what we call uni-style music schools are steadily progressing. Regarding the topic of reforming manufacture, we could largely progress with our plan to reorganize production bases for the sake of strengthening our manufacturing capability. Regarding AV business, let me explain why we couldn't achieve targets. We delayed in responding to market changes such as shrinking home theater market as well as lower retail prices and fiercer competition. Sales were sluggish in Japan, Europe, and China. Progress we made during this midterm plan were improved profitability due to increased sales of YSP or Yamaha sound projector, AV receivers, and hi-fi equipment. Sales growth with development of mass merchandiser in the North American market. Regarding semiconductor business, sales volume and unit prices of LSI sound chips for mobile phones dropped far sharply than our projection. At the outset of the midterm plan, we had projected certain drop in volume and unit prices, but the actual results were much worse. Now we try to turn all business units into black, and in the lifestyle-related products, we started to reform business structure, and although we could not achieve targets, this business is now profitable. In recreation business, we could not make this business unit profitable due to the reason written here. Golf products business is now profitable. That's all for the review. I would now like to explain about the new medium-term business plan. The new medium-term business plan is entitled Yamaha Growth Plan 2010, Act and Change, and we're going to put this up as our slogan. Based on our strengthened corporate balance sheet, we will shift our business into growth phase. We will grow our business. First, we redefined our business domains. Before, we had three domains of core businesses, lifestyle-related and leisure businesses, and parts and materials businesses. Now, from now on, we divide our business into two large domains, the sound company, focusing on sound in our business, and this is one domain, and the other one, diversification businesses. The sound company business domain's vision is to use sound, music, and network technologies as a platform to drive growth across our group through deepening, expanding, and creating businesses in such fields of musical instruments, audio, music entertainment, AVIT, and devices. In diversification business domain, we will progress with a vision to contribute to the enhanced corporate value as a group by establishing strong market position in each trade and by well-balanced business management inspired by the brand slogan of creating Kando together, utilizing our unique technology and sensitivity we fostered in our business operation so far. This is a conceptual diagram of the sound company. We will focus on sound and music, and the sound area is already showing such expansion of business territory. Now circled with bold dotted line is our existent business area, and while we dig much deeper and evolve within this circle, we will expand our business in areas that are yet to be explored. Now key areas for growth are music and musical instruments, audio, and sound networks. We will also focus on two emerging markets of China and Russia and laying foundation there. We also invest management resources actively and consider strategic M&A and alliances in a constructive manner. Let me explain about them respectively. Direction for each musical instrument product areas. One area is about electronic piano products written at the top. We will merge them with acoustic pianos. At present, we plan to grow this segment by 15% annually. And another area is guitar. Although the guitar market is huge, our current position is quite low. Horizontal axis is the size of world guitar market, and Yamaha's share is below 10%, actually around 5%. And this means that there is a lot of room for us to grow, and we should like to focus on this area. Total Piano Strategy is our initiative to expand our piano business. In the past, there was a time when we drew a clear line between digital pianos and acoustic ones in order to form distinctive business frameworks as a manufacturer. Yet, now we realized that from the customer's point of view, piano is a piano, and they would like to pick the one they like from a seamless product category ranging from digital pianos to acoustic ones. Of course, professional pianists would go for concert grand pianos, the fabulous and traditional acoustic pianos in their pursuit of Atmos sound performance. And on the extreme opposite side are those who want simple and inexpensive digital pianos, and in between are those who want stylish designs, or while preferring genuine acoustic sound but needs digital functionality at the same time with various tuning possibilities. So we must engineer and develop a variety of product lineups. When we put ourselves in the customer's place, we want to have a choice out of a whole range of products, and we must provide such product lineups. Currently, we have total piano sales of approximately 87 billion yen, and we aim at adding 10 more billion yen on top of it in 3 years. Guitar business. As I mentioned earlier, we plan to funnel our efforts into this section because we do not consider ourselves to be strong enough in this field, and our initial challenge is to create and manufacture great products and draw up solid product plan. Last year, in fall, we closed a guitar manufacturing plant in Kaohsiung, Taiwan, and transferred an integrated guitar production to Indonesia and Hangzhou in China. Especially in Hangzhou, we will expand production capacity and will focus on them. We plan to build up fundamental strength in the coming 3 years and then target at adding more than 10 billion yen sales in a few years to follow. Product-wise, we plan to utilize our strengths in elemental technologies for electric acoustic guitars in advancing our business. Overall worldwide acoustic guitar market has been growing at 8.5% per annum for the past 7 years, and growth rate of electric acoustic guitar only is 21% annually. Especially in North America, the market is large, and in such a situation, we plan to grow our share by developing technology for guitars that have both acoustic and digital functionality. Let me talk about reorganizing and reinforcing acoustic musical instrument production bases. We will close down guitar manufacturing site in Taiwan, piano production at YMM in North America, and wind instruments at YMP by the end of this April. In doing so, we redefine roles and responsibilities for plants in China, Japan, and Indonesia, respectively, to reorganize and reinforce production of acoustic musical instrument products. Music business. We currently have sales of approximately 43 billion yen from music score business worldwide. And other than this, we have sales of approximately 12 billion yen from ringtone distribution for mobile phones and so on. And we plan to increase such music entertainment businesses by 5 billion yen in 3 years and create a total of 30 billion yen in 5 years' time by realigning them. Especially, as is shown here, we will focus on incubation, which means discovering future stars, managing and marketing artists. Internally, we have such functions like Music Entertainment Division in Yamaha Music Foundation and others who are making progress at various places. Now we will pick them all out and integrate them into one business. And by concerting total power and synergy effects, summoning our group strengths, we should like to grow this area much further. At the outset, we will found Yamaha Music Entertainment Holding, Inc. in June this year, under which we will form various companies with various functions, including label businesses, to progress in a variety of ways. Commercial audio equipment business. Looking around the world, there are no other players but we, Yamaha, and probably one another company, who can provide solid digital mixers, and in that sense, we are number one, and we should like to steadily maintain this position. Mixers are input-type products, but we also handle output types such as power amplifiers and speakers. And for speakers, we are partnering with a French manufacturer called Nexo, and we will build up output-type products furthermore, and at the same time, provide easy-to-use products for facilities such as exhibition sites, schools, and banquet halls where there are no specialists or professional operators so that we might expand our business territory. As written at the right-hand side of this chart, in dark blue, we will expand product categories and also target at wider customers. Indeed, we will expand both products as well as target customers so that we might achieve growth. Regarding AV equipment business, we will concentrate on growth areas to invest our product development resources. For example, existing home theater audio market is shrinking, and in such a situation, we will focus on expanding hi-fi market in order to move on. First of all, we will strengthen our mid to high-level products in the hi-fi market. Front surround speakers, which means speaker systems that are compatible with flat TVs for home theaters. Currently, we use YSP technology for the ones we are selling now, and other than that, we developed new technology called Air Surround for simpler equipment, and by developing easy-to-use simple products, we aim at almost doubling this AV equipment business, which is currently generating approximately 7 billion yen in sales. In order to grow new fields, we will put efforts and desktop audio genre and small commercial space business under a theme of fusing sound and light, utilizing array speakers and so on, so that we might increase our sales. IP conferencing system business. We have just begun this business, and we should like to rapidly establish this new business unit, especially in Japan's domestic market, and expand sales in North America, including development of sales network. We will progress with a goal to achieving 5 billion yen sales in 3 years. We consider the current IP conferencing system market is approximately 100 billion yen, as this chart shows. Semiconductor business. We should like to make haste in developing new devices as well as markets. It is a matter, of course, that we should maintain our current nucleus business of LSI sound chips for mobile phones as much as possible by providing quality sounds. However, sales decline is inevitable to a certain degree, so by combining our unique technology in this field, we should like to deliver value-added LSI sound chips and even aim at growth. We call this Smart Anaheim in our division. This is the idea of delivering value-added products by combining Yamaha's strengths together. Sales and operating income targets for semiconductor business. LSI sound chips unit prices have been on the decline, and we consider this trend to continue, so we must cover loss and increase sales with new devices, as I mentioned just now, and we will grow both sales and operating income in total as a result of such efforts. Chinese market. We will heavily invest into this market to establish sales network for musical instruments and strengthen marketing abilities. Regarding China, we plan to invest into expansion of retail network, music schools, showrooms for digital audio products, and so on. Russia is a growing market. We have started to make preparations for establishing local subsidiary. Current wholesale value of music instruments and AV there is 3.5 billion yen, and we aim at growing it to 9 billion or even 10 billion yen in 3 years. We plan to establish local subsidiary in August this year and are making preparations now. We are on the look for strategic M&A and business alliance opportunities, especially in areas that fall under the sound company domain. We are establishing a division specializing on this and planning to strengthen its function further. Regarding recreation business, as we announced earlier, we will keep 2 facilities of Tsumagoi and Katsuragi Kitanomaru, where Yamaha's characteristics are featured, and sell off the remaining facilities to Mitsui Real Estate Company for new development opportunities under their brand. We will continue to put efforts in Tsumagoi, which embodies the concept of Yamaha as a company to deliver great sound and music. Regarding lifestyle-related products, as is written here, we accelerated the speed of rehabilitating our balance sheet, reorganize and expand product categories into 3 business units, and will increase product competitiveness in what we call platform business unit, which consists 80% of the total sales. On top of that, we will define the highest-end product segment unit, where products are completely made to order, and high-class semi-custom-made product unit. We'll segmentize them clearly and engineer attractive products further. We'll progress with radical reform of our production structure, and in order to increase customer base, we'll establish our business in remodeling market, as well as putting more efforts in showrooms to strengthen this business. We'll integrate productive technology businesses. First, factory automation, metallic molds, and components businesses are moved to Yamaha Fine Technologies. We transferred automobile interior wood components business from the main company to YFT, or Yamaha Fine Technologies, the subsidiary, on the first of April to generate synergy. We'll also transfer product development and commercialization of large-sized thermoelectric modules and lens business to the same company. Regarding numerical targets, net sales of Yamaha as a group is targeted at 590 billion yen, operating income at 45 billion yen, ROE 10%, and free cash flow 55 billion yen in 3 years, as I mentioned earlier. Looking only at the domain under the aforementioned sound company, net sales is projected at 493 billion yen, with 3-year sales growth rate target of 14%. This net sales figure is included in the 590 billion yen that I mentioned just now. We will grow sales of respective segments, except for recreation and Metanix that we sold, as we announced already. Regarding operating income, it is mainly to be generated in the sound company business domain, including musical instruments.